one of Shankara's favorite practices. It's the practice that he called neti neti, not this, not this. It's a practice that we still do today because it's very, very effective for those who can do it. Not everybody can. So we're going to try it now. So find yourself a posture. You can, if you've had a hard day and it's hard to sit up, you're welcome to lie down as long as you promise not to go to sleep. As always with meditation practices, sitting up is the most efficient way to practice, partly because of the way the body aligns and partly because it just keeps you awake. Close your eyes. We're going to do this with closed eyes. And find the breath. Now notice your body. And when I say notice your body, I mean let yourself fully feel yourself as your body, if that's appropriate, which is, I think, how many of us feel much of the time. So if you want, you can put your hand on your chest or on your thighs or on your face and feel the body through your sensing faculty. Feel into the body in terms of what you can sense, perhaps moisture under your armpits or inside your mouth. Perhaps you can feel the hair on your head. Maybe you can feel the touch of the clothes against your skin. So with awareness of the physical body, notice that there is something that knows the body, that's aware of the body, and that part of you that is aware of the body, see if you can focus on that awareness, on that intelligence that's capable of knowing the body, and recognize this consciousness that knows the body, which is aware of the body, is not only much closer to me than anything else, we actually could say that this consciousness inhabits the body. What Shankara would say is, I have a body, I, consciousness, have a body, but I'm not my body. How do I know I'm not my body? Because I can observe my body. I can look at my arm, and something in me is aware of how it looks, how it feels, what the arm is wearing or not wearing. If I can observe my arm, if I can be aware of my arm, I'm not my arm. If I can be aware of my body, I'm not my body. This is essential Vedantic reasoning. So the next part of this is to become aware of the movement of breath. And then to recognize that awareness which senses the breath moving, which can actually follow the breath. Your awareness can hook itself to the breath and follow the breath as it comes in the nostrils and goes all the way down to the heart or wherever it ends up. You say to yourself, I have breath. Breathing is happening in this body. But because I can know the breath, that must mean I am not my breath. So again, go a little bit farther into the interior of what you think of as you, and become aware of the thoughts that are arising, the images that are arising. Become aware, for example, that you're hearing my voice. You know that you're hearing my voice, and you also know that because you can hear my voice is not you. You're separate from my voice. And you're also separate from that faculty of hearing, which allows my voice to be heard. So Shankara would say, I have senses and I experience stuff through the senses. But since I can observe my senses, I can actually detach myself from my senses. In other words, I can shut my eyes so I don't see. I can plug my ears so I don't hear. So I'm not my senses. And then you go into the mind and you notice the thoughts. And this is, as many of you know, an extremely powerful meditation practice. Who is it that knows your thoughts? Thoughts are arising and subsiding. There is an intelligence which knows them, which sees them. Just be present for that connection, that relationship, that yoga. So there's a yoga that is going on right now. This is one of the meanings of yoga, where thoughts are happening. Awareness is aware of the thoughts. Now, awareness becomes aware of the fact that it is aware of thinking. And perhaps the recognition dawns, oh, okay, that knowingness that is present to thoughts holds the thoughts, contains the thoughts. That awareness that is present to thoughts is not actually disturbed by thoughts, right? The awareness is there when a thought comes and when a thought goes. There's still something that knows the thought is there. I know this is apparent to many of you, not apparent to all of you, because the truth is that when the mind is very full of thoughts, it's sometimes difficult to distinguish the awareness that sees thoughts. Again, which is where the yoga comes in and where the practice comes in. So just be aware right now of that awareness which holds the thoughts and holds the sounds. That which knows that you're experiencing what you're experiencing. Can you stay present to the awareness that holds your experience? Recognizing, knowing that no experience would be possible if it were not for this awareness, for this consciousness, for this awake quality in yourself. And what Krishna is going to explain to us a little bit later on is that he is that awareness, which is the truly good news. So I'm going to suggest that those of you who are comfortable doing this actually try and listen to the rest of the class with the intention to tune back in to the awareness that knows you're here, that knows you're listening to these words, that knows you're practicing when we practice. Just see if you can keep some part of your awareness of awareness going throughout the class. And know that as you do, you are practicing Krishna's inner yoga as well as Shankara's inner yoga. So deep breath in and release. Who knows you're breathing?